The supposed organs, physical and functions, have nothing to do with real being. But there is, in divine mind, the spiritual fact, just where the physical, so-called, seems to be. The fact is that infinite mind, spirit, soul, functions perfectly and eternally in accordance with spiritual law, never presenting any diseased action, abnormal growth, or age. The truth discerned and demonstrated in the human experience acts as a law of reconstruction, restoration, and recovery, and is the law of normal action, government, and control. In Rudimental Divine Science, Mrs. Eddy writes, quote, "Life, truth, and love are this trinity in unity, and their universe is spiritual, peopled with perfect beings, harmonious and eternal, of which our material universe and men are the counterfeits." Close quote. All there is to malpractice is a belief in it, a belief in other gods, a belief in another mind, the opposite of infinite divine mind. Let us earnestly consider how our leader, Mary Baker Eddy, handled one of the most aggressive and malicious arguments of manimal magnetism. In 1891, she wrote, quote, "I think it has been my great aspiration that the wave, calling itself death, should not pass over me. I see this morning that this aspiration, this thought of itself, is an error, and that it builds up the belief that there is something to fight, something to overcome, and thus it fosters fear. What if this wave does seem to engulf me? The opposite fact that it does not is the truth, and by this seeming I am not changed nor harmed, for nothing can ever have any power to affect us. This view removes fear and removes the aspiration, and shows me that by this means I am doing more toward conquering, more to keep off the wave. We need not take up arms against a shadow when it is clear that it is a shadow." Quote, "So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." Close quote. Our forefathers came to this country to be free from this bondage of belief. Mrs. Eddy has planted the spiritual idea of church in human consciousness, and it is our duty and privilege to protect this planting, to water and cultivate it to further unfoldment, and enable it to reach and serve all mankind. She defines church as, quote, "the structure of truth and love, whatever rests upon and proceeds from divine principle. The church is that institution which affords proof of its utility and is found elevating the race, rousing the dormant understanding from material beliefs to the apprehension of spiritual ideas and the demonstration of divine science, thereby casting out devils or error and healing the sick." Close quote. Then church must be divinely mental. It must be infinite, everywhere. The structure or construction of truth and love. When divine ideas are unfolding in our consciousness, we are constructing church. When we are in a building called church, expressing criticism and condemnation, we are not in church, nor are we doing church work. Webster gives a definition of church as, quote, substance, body, close quote. Truth and love must be the only substance or body of church, the only church building. Let us endeavor to gain and maintain the spiritual understanding of church, which Paul refers to as that, quote, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, close quote. This statement shows that Paul glimpsed the fact that church, the real and only church, is sustained by God. If, quote, church rests upon and proceeds from divine principle, close quote, it is not groping toward principle. It is the emanation of divinity itself, whole, fundamental, perfect, finished. It is continuous, uninterrupted spiritual activity. Are we expressing that continuous, uninterrupted activity? Church is the spiritual, omnipresent Christ consciousness, our only real consciousness. This helps to prosper the mental process of church building. As members, we need to have uppermost in our hearts the words of Paul, quote, there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another, close quote. Everyone engaged in carrying on the activities of the cause of Christian Science is protected by the truth he knows, and he receives the life-giving spirit of divine love. There is a world crisis in religion today. John the Divine says of the church of the Laodiceans, quote, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Close quote. These seem rather harsh words, but perhaps they will awaken us to ask ourselves if we are doing our part to promote the cause of Christian Science. Just as each musical tone has its relationship to every other tone, so individual man has a right relationship with every other individual in the universe. And this exact harmonious relationship is eternal. There may be some who believe that they have very discordant relationships with their business associates, with members of their household, with those whom they meet socially or in their church work or otherwise. But pursuing the same course you would with a musical problem, you would solve them harmoniously. If you found a discord in your musical composition, you would eliminate it and replace the false note with the true note. It is all mental. There are no ill-arranged, discordant individuals in the universe of God's creating. This may seem a beautiful but impractical theory to one who has before his eyes constantly unkindness, criticism, envy, nagging, fault-finding, etc., etc. Christian Science does not teach that these are easy to solve, but that they are easier to solve than to endure with resentment, bitterness, hopelessness, fear, or revenge. Because the musician has the evidence of discord on a sheet of music before him, he does not conclude that it is real or a part of music and therefore inevitable, but that it is an error of composition. Man's individuality is God's mental and spiritual model or ideal. As human beings behold and love man's true individuality, they too are able to do away with personal concepts of man which have hidden their perfect model. In the first chapter of Genesis, creation was finished and pronounced good. But there went up a mist from the earth, a mist of material thinking, hypnotism, and it obscured the true spiritual creation. Have we been mesmerized with this mist of materiality, crying, quote, peace, peace, when there is no peace, close quote? God blessed the earth for man's sake and caused it to bring forth food for man's use. In the second account, the Lord God, Jehovah, made Adam from the dust of the ground, which he afterwards cursed. And then he cursed the man, which he had made from the ground. Jehovah placed this man in the Garden of Eden, in which was the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And he was bidden to dress it and keep it, but not to eat its fruit, not to believe that there is an infinitely good God of life and love, with an opposing power of hate and death. Let us ask ourselves, are we eating of this knowledge of good and evil, God and devil, love and hate, eternal life and an opposite, death? It is interesting to note that after Jehovah cursed the ground, as well as the man made from the ground, instead of yielding fruit and grain for man's use, the ground brought forth thorns and thistles. Today, we have many new modes of thorns and thistles, parasites, termites, and other ites living upon each other or upon the government. Let us realize that this is all rank hypnotism, for we are not living in a material body, not in the Garden of Eden matter body, and we do not have to suffer out of it or die out of it. It is spiritualism to accept a material body as a mediumship between God and man. Christian Science teaches us the true God and true man, and man's relationship to God. Scholastic theology has assumed that God sends suffering and penalty in order to improve and save us, while Jesus declared that a false sense of God, which is called sin, produced the sin and death. He proved that when God is understood as the only creator, the only mind and life, and that this mind and life is man's mind and life, discord and disease immediately disappear and are seen to be unreal. Human consciousness, which acknowledges the presence here and now of God's indestructible creation, is imbued with the healing Christ.